New Year's Day, it's about 1:15 in the afternoon. I'm out at Stone Mountain Park. I just got a token 2.1 mile run in to start off the new year. This is episode 107 of the Lost Trail Runner podcast. I hope you enjoy. See you later. I'm on my second day of recovery walking after the half marathon in Midtown Atlanta. I decided that it would be a good idea for me to walk for a couple of days instead of trying to start running right after the race, since I was so under trained and overextended, I guess, since my of course, you've heard my long run had only been a 8-miler before the race. So I'm doing a half-hour walk at Mountain Park. It's a really dreary day. It's so overcast and misty. It's actually foggy out. And this is afternoon time. It's like, I guess, close to 2:30, 3 o'clock now, and it looks like it's time for the sun to be down, if it was even up. But it's so dark that I don't know. Anyway, I thought I would just say a little bit about my walks today for recovery, and I will go into a full race recap at a later time. I'm going to have to sit down and come up with some organization to what I'm trying to say, because like today, as you can tell, it's just like pull out my microphone and record with no particular plan. So I'll let you go for now. Try to organize my thoughts and continue the podcast later on. See ya. Well, Happy New Year, everyone. It's January 1st, 2017. And this is Ron from Lost Trail Runner Podcast, and I'm going to be giving you my rundown on the race I ran back on December 11th, the Jeff Galloway 13.1 that started in Midtown Atlanta. The Galloway 13.1 was run on Sunday, December the 11th, but prior to that, on Saturday afternoon, there was a meetup down at the Peachtree Westin, or the Westin Peachtree Hotel in downtown Atlanta, of Kevin Gwynn's listeners to his podcast, The Extra Mile. And there was a meetup, I guess it was around 1:30, and Jeff Galloway attended, and it was kind of like a question and answer session. Everybody got to ask Jeff questions, and it lasted for, maybe an hour. It was very interesting. Met a lot of the people that listened to Kevin's podcast. And then after that was over, there was a, I guess you would call it a podcast recording in one of the rooms. Kevin recorded, I think it was the Extra Mile Galloway edition. where he interviewed Jeff, and then he had Donna Deegan from the 26.2 with Donna down in Jacksonville, which is now, I think, the Donna, they call it. And he had an interview with both of them, actually. It was very interesting, and it lasted 45 minutes, maybe. And I believe he's putting that out on a podcast, so you can listen to Kevin's Extra Mile Galloway edition and listen to that podcast. But that was on Saturday, and then Sunday morning was the 13.1 that started down on 11th Street in Midtown Atlanta. And let me put it this way, it was cold. It was cold, cold, cold. I caught the MARTA train up in Doraville, which is northeast of Atlanta, and rode it down to the Midtown station, which was only a block from the start, so it was a good way to get to the race. And I got off the MARTA and I went, walked up to where the starting line was going to be, and I got there probably right at 7 o'clock, so I had an hour. And wind was blowing down 11th Street and I was freezing to death. I mean, I'm not a cold weather person anyway. So I walked back down to the MARTA station and stood in the MARTA station until about 15 or 20 minutes before the race. And then I walked back up to the start and I ran into Brad Punch up there, who is one of my compadres on Strava. He's on Strava and, you know, we give kudos to each other whenever we exercise. I ran into him, talked to him a while. He took some selfies of us, and then the race started at 8 o'clock. When the race started, I had planned. My theory was, since I was using a Galloway timer, I was going to run 45 seconds and walk 20. That sounded like a reasonable thing. Now I'll have to regress. Back on Saturday afternoon when we had the meetup, I asked Jeff what I should do for 13.1, because my longest run during training for this half marathon had been only 8 miles, and it had been like three or four weeks ago. And then I had had a basal cell carcinoma taken off my arm, and the doctor told me not to run for 3 or 4 days, and so that hit right in the middle of there, and so I missed some long runs because of that. But anyway, Jeff told me what I ought to do is just do run 15, walk 15 for the whole race, and I'd do just fine. So now, back to Sunday morning. I had the brilliant idea that I'm going to do 45 and 20, which had been my original scheme. So I set my timer on that. The race started, and I was fiddling around with the timer when the race started, so I pretty much walked about 2 blocks downhill setting the thing up, and then I started running, and I caught up with my friend Joe Jenkins and talked to him a minute or two, and then I proceeded on down the road, and you go down and you turn to the right and you start going uphill, and I don't know if that's Juniper. But anyway, it doesn't make any difference what the name of the street is. But it's kind of a little uphill grade. And I was doing this 45 and 20, and about halfway up the hill, I thought to myself, why am I doing 45 and 20 when Jeff Galloway told me to do 15 and 15, and I'd do just fine? So I switched my timer back to 15 and 15. And what was strange is my pace got faster. So I decided maybe this is the right move. And sure enough, I used the 15 and 15 for the whole rest of the race. There were some sections where I ran 30 and 15, which is easy to do when you've got your timer set at 15 and 15. You just let it go through two cycles before you start running, walking. And we ran up through by the Jimmy Carter Center, and then we came back around and got on the loop, what do they call that, the Atlanta Beltway, I guess it is, and ran up, I think we got off of that Beltway pretty close to Piedmont Park, and then the race turned and went to Virginia Highland and kind of did a loop in there, which had some gradual uphills, no major uphills. I know a lot of people thought it was a hilly race, but it really wasn't that hilly to me, at that point anyway. So I was doing fairly good, and I was getting close to the 8 mile mark, and I'm thinking, okay, after 8 miles, am I gonna, you know, disintegrate, or what's gonna go on here? So of course, coming through Virginia Highland, the 8 mile mark on my Garmin was 8.1 miles. It was the longest mile on the course, according to my Garmin. And it just was kind of weird, since that was where I was concerned what was going to happen at the end of 8 miles, and I had an extra tenth to go. But anyway, I did perfectly fine. We came out of Virginia Highland and hit Monroe, turned left on Monroe, and went down and turned right on 10th Street. And then you start going up a hill, and this is, 10th Street is where the finish of the Peachtree Road race is, but you're coming the other direction at Peachtree. So it goes up, it's an uphill at that point, not a real serious uphill, but an uphill. And you turn onto Piedmont to the right, and then that's probably the biggest uphill on the whole course. And the 10-mile mark is pretty much up near the top of the hill. And my legs were starting to tell me that my training had expired. I had gone past where I was comfortable. And as I came down the hill on Piedmont after the 10-mile mark, I got a pain in my left leg, kind of like behind my kneecap, right there at the joint on the left-hand side of it. And so I kind of changed my stride a little bit, but I managed to keep my 15 and 15 going. You come down the hill and you hit Monroe again and turn to the right, and you go, I don't know how far, but anyway, you turn right into the park, Piedmont Park. That's where the finish is, and it's probably, I think the 11 mile mark is right near where you go into the park. And between 11 and 12 miles, I ran up on Kevin Gwynn and Katie, and I don't know what they were using, but I was still on my 15 and 15. And from about that point to the finish, I was fading. So probably from 11.5 to the 13.1 finish was probably my worst part of the race. Well, it would be, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't hilly or any of that, but my legs were just tired at that point. Plus, my feet started hurting. But I just stuck with my 15 and 15, and I ended up finishing in a 2:45:42, I think, was my official time. And I didn't know how many other people were in my age group. It turned out there were four people in my age group total, which was the age group 75 to 79, the geezer group. Anyway, so I was surprised that I actually won the age group. The second place person finished 2 minutes behind me. So I felt pretty good about the race, even though my legs were sore and my feet hurt. But after the race was over, I mean, I recovered right away. It wasn't a matter of, they were hurting and they were going to hurt for the rest of the day type thing. After I stood in line and got my picture taken with Jeff Galloway there at the finish, I walked back up to the MARTA station with Kevin and Katie. They were going up to the hotel to get ready to fly out to wherever they were headed. I think she was going to Texas, and I think Kevin's going back to Ohio. So, I mean, we walked up to, it's all uphill from the park up to 10th Street to the train station. So, all in all, I had a fairly good race. It wasn't a fast race, and it was slower than last year, but on a good note was I finished it in 2:45, which my goal was to finish it in 3 to 3:15, because I had no clue how I was going to do, not being, you know, really trained for it. So now there's a Chick-fil-A half marathon in Athens April 1st, and I got it in my head maybe I might train for that. I'm not saying I'm going to, I just got it in my head, that's all. What's bad is when you're in the last mile and a half of a half marathon like this, and your legs are hurting and your feet are hurting, and you're thinking, why am I doing this? And then about a half hour after I finish, I'm thinking about doing the Chick-fil-A half marathon in April. So, you know, but it's been like that ever since I first started running. Every race you run, you know, when you start hurting, you start thinking about, why in the world am I doing this? And then right after you finished, you're ready for the next one. So I'm looking at running that Chick-fil-A half, and then, of course, Peachtree in July, and then Galloway again in next December, and probably some Atlanta Track Club races in between. So that's my race report, and I will see you later.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.